WDRC, AM and FM stereo, Hartford. Time now for the WDRC Morning News. A full half hour of local, national, and world news with veteran newscasters Walt Dibble and Bill Hennessy. Plus, regular time and weather reports. Ted Alico with sports. Roxy Rothafel with ski conditions. And direct from Hartford Police Headquarters, the commuter traffic report.
Good morning. CIA Director William Colby is expected at today's first meeting of the Rockefeller Commission investigating the CIA. The agency's been accused of illegal spying on Americans within the United States. Colby is expected to brief the commission, an eight-man panel headed by Vice President Rockefeller, on the results of his own inquiry. Sources say Secretary of State Kissinger and former CIA directors James Schlesinger and Richard Helms may also appear. Before hearing from any witnesses, the commission must first decide some procedural questions, whether to put witnesses under oath and whether to seek subpoena powers. WDRC News Time, 3 minutes past 7. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Walt. The Southern New England Telephone Company will file its formal papers with the State Public Utilities Commission today for a $73 million rate increase. President Alfred Van Sinderen says details of the filing are virtually unchanged from those he disclosed at a news conference December 12th. WDRC Ear Witness News asked Van Sinderen how recession is impacting on the company. Will there be any layoffs?
We have forecast...
You've been listening to the WDRC Morning News, a full half hour of local, national, and world news with veteran newscasters Walt Dibble and Bill Hennessy, plus regular time and weather reports, Ted Dalicu with sports, Roxy Rothafel with ski conditions, and direct from Hartford Police Headquarters, the commuter traffic report. Join us every morning, Monday through Friday at 7, for the WDRC Morning News.
WDRC, the big